Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of progress note for Comprehensive Counseling Center. Today I brought only 10 patients for dictating progress note. And this progress note was, patient was seen on Monday, July 24th, 2023. Please, all this patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. So, first patient in my list is Nevenika Bozin, N-E-V-E-N-K-A, Bozin, B-O-Z-I-N. Her date of birth is 4-2-1949. Telephone number is 586-751-6275. Subjective and object data. Nevenika described that she is doing better, feeling better, denies any sadness, depression, any anxiety, or any panic attack. She described the medication is helping her a lot. She is sleeping good, eating good, involved in social activities, taking care of her grandkids, staying with her husband. Her medical condition is also in a stable state. She was alert and oriented. Mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized, attention span was fair, memory was intact, no irritability, agitation, no suicidal homicidal thoughts. She wanted to be on medication and wanted to have a refill of the prescription. Assessment, major depressive disorder, no panic attack, symptomatically improved. Plan will give a prescription of Cymbalta 20 mg daily, Clonopin 0.5 mg, PRN whenever is needed for panic attack. 30 days supply was sent, follow up was given for next month, end of dictation. Next solution on Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N. Her date of birth is 11-23-1968. Telephone number is 313-258-3284. Subjective object. Patient was seen via doxy, consented for telehealth appointment. Date of evolution is July 24, 2023. Subjective object. Teresa was cooperative, appropriate, good eye contact. Described she has been feeling better. She does not have any side effect of the medication. She denies any symptoms of hallucination, delusion, paranoia, or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness, tremor, or dystonia. Only she claimed that she is having a weight gain. Yet I discussed the possibility of gaining weight with this prolactin 1 mg or less. She has to do some diet and exercise. Yet she has been, she is also on Benadryl. 25 milligram at bedtime, PRN, it is for sleep, and also if she develop any akathisia, tremors, or any dystonia, so far she does not have any problem. She is still working, she was alert, oriented, mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized, no irritability, agitation, no involuntary tremors, or any symptoms of dystonia, drooling, tremors. Assessment, schizophrenia chronic, no active psychotic symptoms, plan continue on prolactin 1 mg daily, Benadryl 25 mg on a PRN basis, a 90-day supply of the medication was ordered, follow appointment was given in 30 to 90 days, end of dictation. Next question on Catherine Stoney Cipher, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Stoney, S-T-O-N-E, C-I-P-H-E-R. Her date of birth is 3-1-1990. Date of service is 7-24-2023. Telephone number is 586-335-3456. Subject to agenda. Catherine was cooperative, appropriate, describes she is feeling better. She does not have any mood swings. She is sleeping good, eating good, denies any symptoms. Yet she describes medication is helping. She has not used any drugs, and she does not want to do any drug and end up in a hospital. She has to take care of her young kids. Yet I further explain the risk benefit side effect, also the role of medication. She is very cooperative, appropriate, attentive, no irritability, agitation, no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. She has been taking care of herself, taking care of her daughter, Piet. Patient has been on olanzapine, which was given as a mood stabilizer, although it is a weight-gaining effect, but she is doing all right. Lamictal, 150 milligram daily, helping her mood. Celexa, 30 milligram daily, help her in depression. And Klonopin, she used off and on for her panic attack. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed, past history of substance abuse, but she is not using any drugs and have no anxiety or paranoia. Plan, I send the prescription to olanzapine 10 mg at bedtime, Lamictal 150 mg daily, Celexa 30 mg daily for 30 days, and Klonopin half mg. See, 5 tablet was given, she can use on a PRN basis. End of dictation. Next solution on David Gardner. Telephone number, date of birth is 3/25/1984. Telephone number is 248-408-0296. Subjective and objective. David was in a pleasant mood, brighter effect, sitting in a car, looking forward to go to work. David involved in real estate business and described he is busy. He is also taking care of health and lost about 50 pounds of weight and described that his current weight is 187. He described overall he is feeling all right, but sometime off and on he goes to the period of uneasiness, which he described that sometime he feels paranoid, he does not know why, and he does not want to stop Prolixin. At 5 mg, Prolixin has been holding on and does not cause any problem. He's getting along with his wife and taking care of her kids, living with in a family in a supportive manner. Denies any use of alcohol or drugs. He was alert-oriented, good-looking, good care, Caucasian male. Mood was euthymic, affect was pleasant, speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. No immediate memory, recent memory was good. No tremors, dyskinesia, drooling or any side effect. No side effect with the drug at all. Patient has been getting laboratory profile through his primary care doctor for checking liver enzyme, and his Tegretol level has remained in a therapeutic range so far. The patient denied any side effect of the medication. He was educated about each and every medication. Since he does not have any therapist, I encourage him that he should. He has learned those tools, try to work on it. And if he is unable to do it, he always calls some therapist at the comprehensive counseling to which he is agreed. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder mixed. Period of paranoia at times. Plan, continue on Seroquel 25 in the morning, 200 mg at bedtime. Tegretol XR 200 mg twice a day. Flufenazine 5 mg at bedtime. Cogentine 1 mg at bedtime. 30 days of the medication was ordered. End of dictation. Next relation is on Carl Kolnowski. Carl Kolnowski. Kolnowski. Date of birth is 10/23/1965. Telephone number is 313-220-41067. Subjective and adjective. Mr. Carl was concerned about number of medical issues. Mr. Carl has history of dysautonomia, migraine headache, cervical and back compression, and heart condition, and he has been seeing internist, neurologist, orthopedic physician, and pain management and regular site. Mr. Kloski described that he was having a cervical pain for which he was given MRI, but it was not successful, so they gave a CT scan. He also described at the same time he has migraine headache. He started taking Botox, which has been helping him a lot. But doctor has told me that he has to have another spinal cord stimulator in his cervical region. The first he has in the back. He also having off and on pain medication like oxycodone and methadone on a regular basis. Also on gabapentin. Period. He described that overall his physical condition goes up and down, but he is keeping him in control. He always taking Wellbutrin XL 150 mg daily, and it has helping him, but denies any anxiety attack, denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination. I appreciate his self-control, and also he is a tools which has been helping him to control his overall functioning. Otherwise, he has number of medical issues for which it is difficult to deal, but he has been very positive, appropriate, attentive, cooperative, no irritability, agitation, no suicidal homicidal behavior. He has been in compliance with the program and the unit. Yet, I am seeing on a regular basis for once a month and prescribe him Wellbutrin XL 150 mg daily. He described that he has no suicidal homicidal behavior, although his family get frustrated because of his constantly somatic preoccupation. Assessment major depressive disorder, multiple medical issues, including autonomia, migraine headache, cervical pain, lumbosacral restraint, chronic pain, back syndrome, cardiac condition, plan. I provided support, encouragement, and also education about the medication treatment. He is very careful about not to taking too much pain medication, period, and has been living with his wife and with the daughter. Follow appointment was given 30 days. He does not want that any prescription to be sent for this month. End of dictation. Follow appointment was 30 days. Next solution is on Mary Beth Glynn, M-A-R-Y, Beth B-E-T-H, Glynn, G-L-Y-N-N. Date of birth is 3/20/1955. Date of service is 7/24/2023. Subjective answer. Mary was seen through Doxy. She was happy, pleasant, cooperative. Described she has been taking her medication. Sometimes she gets fatigued but not tired. She always happy. She is providing care to one of the resident at home about couple hours a day for 3 days. She described medication has been helping her, and she does not want to make any changes. She is on Zola 50 mg daily. She also keep taking her medication for hypothyroidism, hypertension, and arthritis. I provided support, insight-oriented therapy, supportive therapy, and encouraged that she is doing fairly well, and tried not to. She has not been doing any bizarre behavior like sending, then contacting with the people and send money through them. Yet there is no manicky behavior noted. I also discussed that I want to monitor about her inappropriate behavior. It was observed that since she is on medication, she has been feeling much better. She was alert, oriented, pleasant, cooperative. Mood was happy, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was recognized. No irritability, agitation, immediate memory was fair, recall was fair. No side effect of the medication. Assessment major depressive disorder, symptomatically stable. Continue with the supportive plan. history of hypertension and arthritis and abdication. Next question is on Peter, P-E-T-E-R, Peter Tomkys, T-O-M-E-Z-Y-K. Date of birth is 9/30/1970. Telephone number is 248-789-9613. Subject to Ajra. Peter was cooperative, pleasant, appropriate. He tried to come on video, but his video was not opening. But he described that he's taking his medication and is feeling better. He is still on Adderall XR 20 mg daily, twice a day for his ADHD, and Clonopin 0.5 mg BID. He is following outpatient treatment at Easters Hill and has been getting Haldol Diconate 100 mg every month. He was alert, oriented, tall, Caucasian male. Mood was euthymic. Affect was pleasant. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. Denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. It appears to me that patient has ADD and he has not shown any exacerbation of psychotic symptoms. He was admitted a couple times under my care, and it was no absurd that adding Adderall improved his lifestyle and functioning. Yet patient was happy, pleasant, coherent, logical, no irritability, agitation, judgment size seems to be better, compliance with the milieu of the treatment. Patient was provided support, redirection, and education about the medication. He is continuing with the treatment. Assessment, schizophrenia, chronic attention deficit disorder. Continue with the supportive plan. I have sent the prescription from Adderall XR, 20 mg, 60 capsules, and also Clonopin 0.5 mg BID for 30 days. End of dictation. Next solution on Leonard Snipe, L-E-O-N-A-R-D, S-N-I-P-E. His date of birth is 10/4/1962. Telephone number is 313-658-2514. Subject to Ajita, before I talk to the Leonard, his wife pick up the phone and she described that she has been undergoing a lot of stress as she has cancer and had to go to the hospital. And Leonard was also concerned about his wife and also concerned about himself. He stopped taking medication just like he was doing in the past and described that he has been hearing voices and depressed, and claim that it may be possible that he also end up in the hospital. I further educate Leonard about his problem of non-compliance and explain that his wife is sick, and if he keep taking his medication, then probably he may be fine and he can take care of, help his wife. Period. He listened to me. Period. He was alert, oriented, tall, African-American male. Mood was euthymic, affected, anxious, speech was clear. He denies any auditory or visual he admit to auditory hallucination, but denies any suicidal homicidal ideation. Sometimes he gets depressed and anxious. Patient has history of hypertension and diabetes, and he claimed and he has not been seen by internist or taking his medication regularly. Patient was reinforced and encouraged that he should keep taking medication, and I am giving further the prescription of Abilify 30 mg at bedtime, Seroquel 100 mg twice a day, Celexa 40 mg daily, and Vestil 50 mg BID. A 30-day supply was ordered with a recommendation that he should develop control on his behavior. Prognosis guarded. End of dictation. Next question is on Angela Jones. Her date of birth is 11/29/1954. Telephone number is 248-849-5030. Date of lesion is 7/24/2023. Angela described that half and all she think about her mother who deceased, but overall she is all right. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts. Denies any hallucination. She started feeling better. She was alert, oriented, good eye contact. Her mood was pleasant. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. She denies any depression, anxiety, the suicidal homicidal thoughts. I provided support, redirection, education about the medication, and she claimed that this medication she has been taking for a long time, and she does not want to stop Clonopin as she goes to reverse situation, and she does not want to deal with that recompensation. Therefore, I am going to continue with the Clonopin 0.5 mg BID, There was no involuntary movement. There was no akathisia, restlessness. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed, STR, TIA, death, psychosocial stress, death of his mother. Plan, I will give prescription for Seroquel, 100 milligram, 30 tablets, 50 milligram, 30 tablets at bedtime. Cymbalta, 30 milligram daily, and Clonopin, half milligrams twice a day. 30 days medication was added. Risk benefit side effect, I explained. It was also encouraged that she should compliance with the medications and treatment. Prognosis guarded. Next evaluation, which is also a last evaluation. Patient name is Anna Iannucci, A-N-N-A-I-A-N-N-U-C-C-I. Her date of birth is 3-12-1954. Date of evaluation is 7-24-2023. Telephone number is 586-843-4154. Subjective agita. Anna, overall, feeling much better, cooperative, attentive, but concerned about allergies and PN. I also described that she was recently seen by Dr. Meyer, her primary care physician, who started on Cymbalta 20 mg daily for her neuropathy and also for the pain, PN. She has been taking all other medication, that is Lamictal, 50 mg in the morning and 300 mg at bedtime, and Seroquel, 75 milligram at bedtime, PN. She want to get a refill of prescription. She was very concerned that pharmacy has not sent 50 milligrams tablet or Lamictal. They sent 25 milligram tablet. I further discussed she can take a 2 tablet to make a 50. To which she agreed. She was alert oriented. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no social thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination and delusion. Patient, I appreciate that she has been making good improvement, but only thing is these allergy and these kind of things always going on. Since her doctor has given Singlayer, she can use that. To which she agreed. Patient has been calling her sister, calling her daughter off and on, and compliance with the medications and the treatment. She wanted to see me every 2 weeks, therefore a follow-up appointment was given in 2 weeks, and I have sent a prescription for Seroquel, 50 milligram tablet, 25 milligram tablet at bedtime for 30 days. Prognosis guarded, end of dictation.